Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Hey, good morning as we head to the NBA Finals this week. And we are deep into summer now, 4th of July last night, and the smoke still clearing from the East River in New York City after the fireworks display and, of course, all around the country. Good morning, everybody, and happy day after 4th of July, 5th of July. Alan Hahn, Monica McNutt, Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. What's happening, kid?
Good morning. Happy 5th of July.
Yes, yes. As we, again, like I said, it's officially like deep into summer. Although,
where did it go? How did we get here?
Just time goes by.
Boom.
And we still have basketball going on.
We still have
When are we going to get to that normalcy of where we, like, all right, we're now into free agency? This is normally now the height of free agency. With rumors and everything else in the NBA. And instead, we haven't even played a finals yet. And then, of course, last year, the finals were in October.
I am preparing for next year someone to very stupidly say, this season has an asterisk too, because blah, 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 Olympics, blah, blah. All right. Shut up. 3 years of asterisks, whatever.
Yeah, we're going to keep doing that until we finally get the finals that we want, maybe. Because that's really, we got
with all the superstars and zero injuries. That's key. Zero injuries.
Are we ever
going to
have that? Like I said that. Like that this year you've got a finals. The champion will probably be the one. Like, you know, they always say, oh, it's a war of attrition.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this legit is that.
100%.
Who is the healthiest at the very end? And some people are like, it's like that every year, but not like this. But Bucks, as nice as the stories are going to be, Chris Paul, Giannis, the Milwaukee, and what they've been, you know, waiting to build towards, Bucks Suns, no one saw that coming. No one expected this, and yet here we are.
Yeah, what was it, 1974 for one team and whatever 29 years is for the other team? No one saw that coming. I'm here for it, though. I think it's great. I love it.
Do you?
Yes. Don't do you.
No. Like I said, undeniably, there's great stories, Monica. But first of all, before we get into all this stuff, because we got plenty of time to talk about this and everything else that we will do today, and we want you to join the conversation. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Because we're here in New York, and because it's the 4th of July was yesterday, and you know, we always have at Coney Island, the mm-hmm. hot dog eating contest, mm-hmm. and Joey Chestnut does it again. It's 76 hot dogs. Never mind the time. Is there 76 of anything you could eat with nothing else? Just 76 of this? I could eat 76 of these and not stop.
Give me delightful chips and guac.
76 chips and guac.
Is it count as 76 individual chips with guac or 76 helpings? Like, give me...
Well, helpings is, like, you mean a whole bowl? No.
Like the Chipotle size cup. And however many chips is attached.
I might have done 76 straight chips and guac at one point. Because you know how it is.
Chips and guac.
You're in a conversation,
easy.
You're just like, just involuntarily, just constantly dipping chips.
Are you going to finish this? Because I will.
Uh-huh. I will scrape that bowl if you let me.
100%. Give me chips and guac all day.
Yeah, I was trying to think of anything possible, but when you get as old as me, you start like dialing
you're
back.
So prissy.
Things you eat. But I would probably say 76 Reese's Pieces.
Like one circle.
Yeah.
Regular size.
Okay. Yeah.
That's legit.
No, it's not.
Why not?
It's like a bag. No. There was a time I could probably
You're talking about the toy one, the little ones or the regular size ones?
No, no. Pieces, not the
cups.
Reese's
Pieces, not
yeah,
even
no,
cups.
No,
wow, you please. Are prissy.
Yeah. You're no, I'm a mess. Prissy. I'm old now. That's what happens. You get soft. Look, I will say this. I one time was late for practice in college.
Okay.
And I had to – I went actually – back home, so I had to get back in time for practice. Hadn't eaten, starving. And I knew I'm not making through practice if I don't have any nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
So what's nutrition? Fast food. Right. Mm-hmm. You know what? Well, yeah, maybe not you were like that at college, but
no,
you were a superstar. Georgetown,
so
I was just a Division II.
Whatever,
guy.
Come on.
So I decided to stop and get a 20-piece chicken nuggets.
Mm.
Crushed the entire 20-piece. Mm-hmm. I probably could have had easily like three more 20-piece. Like I was that hungry.
Uh-huh.
Didn't make it through halfway through practice. Yeah, about halfway through practice is when that 20-piece came back to haunt me.
So my one fast food right before workout, I think I was still in high school this time, but for whatever reason I hadn't eaten, bean burrito Taco Bell.
Oh, Lord.
However, there's a twist.
There's nothing about that sounded like this is
a
good idea.
Listen, amazing workout. Like, best workout. I still vividly feel like cloud nine, like in the zone, like energy. I don't know what it was.
Bean burrito?
Never.
I can see cloud nine, cloud 10, cloud 12.
Never able to repeat that experience again. But for whatever reason, I remember being horrified. I was like, I'm not going to make it through this workout. But I had the most energy. Shout out to those beans.
Yeah. Shout out to them and whoever was working out around you. All right. So Let's get back now into this. I want to know what you think of this. This is Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Because Giannis, as you know, injured.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember, injured last year, and that's how the Heat basically were able to depose of the Bucks, and that was a shocking loss for them and a frustrating one. Giannis gets hurt again. This time, Bucks able to overcome his injury.
Mm-hmm.
And with that in mind, what we've learned and what we've always talked about when it comes to Giannis is that as a two-time MVP, a defensive player of the year, a guy that we know physically has so much talent, right before the injury, it was almost embarrassing how the Atlanta crowd was counting. That became a thing when he's at the free throw line. I wonder if he does play in the finals. Will Phoenix fans do the same? I kind of think they will.
100%.
Free throw line thing, air balls twice.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, is there a guy of this much talent that has been that embarrassingly bad at something that is a fundamental of the sport? And everybody's saying Shaq. I don't think Shaq was ever that embarrassing. I mean, that was embarrassing for a guy who's considered a great player. So he doesn't lead them to the finals. Chris Middleton does.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to listen to Jrue Holiday and what he had to say, because I don't think it's a shot at Giannis, but it is certainly an interesting take on what the Bucks are now when you consider, oh, this is Giannis's team. Is it? Listen to Jrue talk about who Middleton is and who Giannis is when it comes to the Bucks.
Chris is the heart of this team. I feel like Giannis is the soul of this team. And without them, man, we really wouldn't be here.
Well, there's no doubt about that, the two All-Stars. But Chris is the heart. Giannis is the soul. You like that? That makes sense to you?
What are my other options? Brain? Holiday's the
brain? Well, would you rather be? Would you rather be the heart or the soul of a team? Can't be both. Some guys are both.
Ah, which would I rather be? Heart. I think heart.
This is great analysis.
Heart, I know, right? Heart translates. Heart translates, right? Like, if we look at this year in particular and what we know of this Milwaukee Bucks squad, yes, injuries play a part in their storyline. However, the elevation of Middleton, or the arrival, I should say, of Middleton, has been statistical 20-point quarters in the third quarter when we need to pull away. It is showing up. To me, I've been using the word closer when it comes to Middleton, right? Soul is this team's going to show up and they're going to play hard. Might not always be playing so smart, but they're going to play hard. They have an identity.
Soul describes the guy that is like sort of the inspiration of the team. Like, this is the guy we kind of like maybe follow. Maybe he's sort of the one the fans love. That's your soul of the team.
That's fair.
The heart of the team is the one who gets it done.
It's
when
function.
It,
you're pumping the blood through the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, so I would say that's probably the best way to describe the Bucks. Middleton has become the heart of this team. I don't think Giannis is the heart. That doesn't matter. They get there because of both of them. But without Middleton got it done without Giannis when they had to get it done. You could say Trae Young got hurt and that was a big reason for it. Whatever. He got it done.
Here's my thing, though. Do we get this analogy if Giannis doesn't get hurt?
I think Middleton was doing it. I mean, I think he kind of did it in the Nets series.
Okay.
I think Middleton was. I mean, again, he had these big. How many guys have had 20-point quarters three times in the playoffs? I'll tell you how many. None.
Now,
he's done it already three times.
I had arrived in my terminology for Middleton being the closer, right? Like, that's what you need. Because for whatever reason,
he needed to become that.
Giannis
right.
has not been that guy.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I heart and soul, I like it.
All right. Well, here's more Jrue Holiday, because he goes a little bit deeper about Chris Middleton and just his importance to this team.
Chris carried us. Chris carried us there for a lot of it. Just leaving his heart out there. It's kind of like, if we're going to go down, we're going to go down in his shoulder. So I'm riding with him, riding to the finals.
Riding Chris Middleton into the finals.
You digging, though. Like,
no, what?
I see you.
Don't give me the sports writer thing. That's Straight Talk, right? Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Don't give me the sports writer thing.
I see you.
Hey, he said it. I didn't.
He don't have no choice right now. Giannis only can't ride when Giannis on the bench.
All right.
Ride the pine.
We'll continue this conversation. What do you think of that as well? Is Middleton the heart of the team, Giannis the soul of the team? Is that the best way to describe the Bucks right now? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So, who will be more important to the Bucks in the finals? Who will be more important in the finals? Would it be Giannis, or is it going to be Middleton? We'll discuss that after we tell you about Rumble On. So, do you have a motorcycle, ATV, or even a truck that's sitting in your garage that you've been waiting to sell? With RumbleOn.com, you can easily turn your unused vehicle into cash in minutes. RumbleOn.com will give you a cash offer for your vehicle and pick it up for free anytime, anywhere. They can even finance your next Harley, Polaris, Can-Am, Yamaha, and even more if you're just looking to upgrade. See what RumbleOn can do for you by visiting RumbleOn.com. Fast bikes, faster cash.
The Western Conference Finals are done.
There's the horn.
For the first time in 28 years.
First time since 1974.
The Phoenix Suns.
The Milwaukee Bucks are going to the NBA Finals.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So we got the NBA Finals set up. It is not the matchup that everybody was expecting, but it is still a compelling matchup when you consider Phoenix Suns, Chris Paul, his story, Monty Williams, his story, the Suns franchise in general and where they were, Devin Booker getting to that point now of the star that we all didn't realize that he was, and now we're starting to realize it. And then, of course, the Milwaukee Bucks, the team that we felt like had been on the rise, that have always run into some type of roadblock with Giannis, the two-time MVP. And now here he is in the NBA Finals, although injured. And to talk about that, Alan Hahn and Monica McNutt, we bring in Jay Will. Jay Williams, who is, of course, part of this show, but also on NBA Countdown. And you'll see him before every NBA Finals game. Of course, ABC has all the finals. Jay Will, good morning, man. How are you?
What's up, squad? I'm doing good. Just made it through security here at Newark International Airport and ready to ride out. You know what I mean?
Let's go. So, Phoenix, Milwaukee, not what we expected. But I do need to ask you that you were somebody that when you talked about Giannis and his future in Milwaukee, it was very important. It was almost like, I think the way you put it was imperative that they get to a finals. Otherwise, he might start, despite that big contract, thinking twice about the ability for the Bucks to get to the finals. Him getting there with the Bucks this year, injury notwithstanding, does that maybe solidify him now as somebody that'll be in Milwaukee long term?
Look, Alan, I'm not Giannis. I don't know if Giannis wants to stay in Milwaukee long term. I would think that, you know, potentially, obviously, with them getting to the finals, maybe he could. But, you know, we live in a reality in which, you know, guys want to see results. And let's not act like that is not the case. I mean, look what's happening to Dame out in Portland. I mean, how many times do we put Dame on different teams? And I think that's how guys sometimes think when they stay at a place for a certain amount of time and they're not sure if they actually be able to cement their legacy by winning a championship. I think this year has been an incredible year for the Bucks. I think they are the best team. I think they are my favorite to win it. We'll see what that means for Giannis long term, whether, you know, who knows what can bring, you know, his way life-wise. But I think he's having a phenomenal year, and I think this team is having a phenomenal year.
Good morning, Jay. It is – okay, so we just kicked off the convo with the soundbite from Holiday calling Giannis the soul and Middleton the heart. Mm. What do you make of that soundbite, if anything?
You know what, Monica? We always like – we love to say who's the Batman and who's the Robin. Mm-hmm. I fall victim of this as well. Like, who's 1A and who's 1B? And, you know, reverting back to my player mentality, who could care less about that? It's about are we hitting our stride at the right time? Is everybody playing their role to the best of their degree? And Chris Middleton has shown a lot of – like, I think he's built a lot of stock with people over this past year because of the way he's answered the bell. And I think Giannis has cemented himself as, yes, I will be the guy that will end up getting you 40 points and 15 rebounds. And people will have my necks about, can I make free throws? Can I be a closer? But you know, I saw one great clip with him and PJ Tucker where he's like, man, there's nothing but the way up for me. Like, I'm only up for me, right? Like, so if that's his mentality, that he's going to keep coming regardless of whatever people say, he's going to keep working on his game, and you got Chris Middleton that can close games and be a prolific player, and you got Drew Holiday who's stepping into his own as a player, damn, like, what else do you need? That's what a team is. That's what team basketball is, and I respect it. I respect the hell out of it at the end of the day. Mm-hmm.
Jay Will joining us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn, Monica McNutt, KJZ, ESPN Radio. So with Giannis, he's got multiple MVPs. He's got Defensive Player of the Year, All-NBA, All-Star. He's got everything on the mantle, right? All the trophies you could possibly have. The one thing, of course, missing an NBA championship. Does that – what would winning a championship do for his – you know the word legacy we throw around, Jay? But because of where he is, and we talk about all-time players all the time, what would it do for him to get that Larry O'Brien?
It would just make it even more of a solidified conversation that he's one of the most dominant players we've ever seen. And, I think the journey for Giannis is, 26 years old? He still has a lot more to achieve and a lot more to accomplish. But I think it starts to put him into that category as one of the all-time greats. It really does. Just because of the numbers he puts up, how he puts them up, how demonstrative he is. But obviously, this is still the beginning for Giannis, which is the crazy part. We've seen him accomplish so much, but still as it resides with this team, they are all in. Now, how will that translate next year? We'll see if Brooklyn's healthy, how Miami comes back post-COVID, how other teams, what happens with Philadelphia and the 76ers, what happens with the Knicks. There are a lot of teams that – what happens with the Hawks, a lot of teams that will fight for that spot. But I think that starts to put this team – I think also for him and his team, Alan, one of the best teams there has been. Look at what their home record has been over the last, two or three years as well. It's never panned out in the playoffs, but it's been one of the most dominant team performances we've seen for a while from the Milwaukee Bucks as well.
So this is an interesting finals. As Alan has pointed out, Jay, multiple times, nobody expected these teams to be here. All right, here we are. But you've got one.
Old man voice with me, by the way. Like, why would you
Jay,
do that?
Yes. Because Jay, he's
get
like,
get off my lawn.
He will Come not on. Let it go. We're here, and we're loving the fact that we're here, us true basketball hoop heads. All right, so you mentioned Giannis' legacy and what the Larry O would do for him. On the other side, Jay, 16 years. Took him a long time to get there. Finally, he's here. Legacy, Larry O. Who needs it more? It feels like father time mandates that CP3 needs to get it done this time around more. What you got?
Monica, I hate these questions. Who needs it more?
No,
damn, we can all use
it's
it.
Job.
We can all use it. But, I mean, the reality is I've watched CP3 since his time at Wake Forest, and I watch him grow as a human being and as a basketball player. And watching his trials and tribulations and how he has handled himself with the Clipper situation, with Donald Sterling and how he handled that, how he worked with Adam Silver. In that regard, how he got kind of left in the Doc Rivers scenario, could that work out, that relationship with Blake and DeAndre, to then travel and go to different team scenarios, to go to Houston, to give it a shot, to be injured again. And I feel like a career that's always been nagged by injuries at the wrong time for him. To then rebrand himself, rebuild himself, lose weight, go to OKC, replenish that locker room of guys just be a leader for that organization, and now to have it pan out to go to Phoenix and look, you can only play the teams in front of you. For him to win a championship, I mean, I would love it for both Giannis and I would love it for both CP3, but damn, for CP3 and everything he's been through. I don't want to, mitigate and say that Giannis has been through less, but just for the years and the time he's put in to get to this point, to have it culminate with winning a championship, what an incredible story that would be for CP3 and his legacy.
Jay, I know they're probably going to be lining you guys up to get onto the plane. Don't want to take up too much of your time. Have a safe flight. We'll catch up with you again, of course, this week, and thanks so much for the time. Good to talk to you, bud.
All right, squad. Monica, hold it down. Keep Alan safe, okay?
I
keep
got
him
you,
safe.
Jay.
He gets a little bit crazy sometimes and cranky.
Listen,
you know what I mean?
I got you. And you keep doing your thing on Countdown, protect our girl, okay?
Yeah, always. We protect everybody. All right, guys.
Jay Will, again, NBA Countdown before every NBA Finals game. And, of course, every game of the NBA Finals can be heard right here on ESPN Radio. Coverage of Game 1 begins tomorrow. The coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern. We won't talk about tip-offs, of course, on the East Coast. Going to be some late nights, everybody.
There you go, cranky.
But the rest of the country. What do you mean cranky? I'm just pointing it out.
Wake
the rest
up.
Of us, late nights. The rest of the country, you get to see it, of That's course, true. In prime time. And that what matters most. All right, we heard what Jay said. So let's discuss and maybe answer it next. Who does this title, who would this title mean more for? Would it be Chris Paul? Would it be Giannis? We'll discuss that after Monica has this from Straight Talk. Monica has this.
I have this from Straight
from
Talk.
Straight Talk.
It's time for some Straight Talk. All right, listen, we've all been there. You got real work to do, but the free Wi-Fi at the wherever you are, the coffee shop, just isn't getting it done. It's like leaving your winning runner stranded on third base. Not good. Well, now you can be your own hotspot with Straight Talk's unlimited. I always trip up over this one. Ultimate unlimited plan. Get 10 gigs of hotspot data for just $55 a month. All in America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Compatible device required. See straighttalk.com.
What is it about this team that you said, I want Phoenix?
It was a lot of things, but the big reason was the light-skinned guy right here, number one, Devin Booker.
You know, when we channel our energy the right way, we can make big things happen like tonight.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So somebody's going to win the Larry O'Brien, obviously, but whichever team it is, there's a lot of first-timers here. I mean, this is what's cool about it, is that you don't have, like, I guess what happens here, Monica, is we get into this situation where we go, oh, it's the same teams every year, right? Like, that can happen too, where we get bored of the same teams, and it's just this, like, why even bother having a regular season? It's always going to be that team versus this team. It ends up getting to a point where it's oversaturated with the same people. You want to see new, fresh faces. Well, you got that now.
This is excellent.
And that's what's cool about this finals.
Are you happy?
That's why I'm buying in.
Okay.
Of course I'm happy.
I was about to say,
there's
I'm
a lot
sure.
of great stories. There's Chris Paul. There's Monty Williams and his unbelievable story and what he's been through, of course, but also the fact that he's a really good coach.
Excellent.
What James Jones has done there, what they've done with that franchise, which only a couple of years ago looked like wayward franchise that can't get it right, 100%. Always in the lottery.
Yes.
And now that has built up to something. Devin Booker on the verge of, and it's funny, can I for a minute say that it was – a couple months ago, I did a list of top five players under 25,
yes,
I think it was.
We did this, yes.
And I put Devin Booker at the top. And people thought I was crazy. Well, who's crazy now, Monica?
Who's crazy now?
You, I mean, did I not know? I watched this kid from Kentucky, and he's just, I love shooters, and this guy's a shooter. He's a scorer now more than anything. And he's having that. Now, Stephen A. compared him to Kobe.
Whoa.
I will say, though, that when you watch him in certain aspects of his game, it is Kobe-esque. The way he can get to his spots, he knows where he's got to get, can get there, can score. I'm not going as far to say that he is the next Kobe, but there is a lot of that Mamba mentality about him offensively. Love that about his game, and he continues to grow. Is that crazy?
I think sometimes we forget about the other side of the basketball, and I am not saying that Devin is a stick in the mud defensively, right?
Well, he has to be as good enough.
I was about to say, I think that he's done a solid job. He really frustrates me with some of those goofy fouls, especially when you are tasked with guarding a guy like Paul George. But nonetheless, they got through the series.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm hesitant on the Kobe thing because Kobe has some straps, like straight up turn your water off, as our boy Wally says. Like, mm-hmm. And Devin's not quite there. And so to me, that's why the bar that Kobe represents is up here and folks are still trying to get to it. However, offensively, All right, I can see some of that. For sure.
Like I said, getting to your spots is one of those things that's inside basketball. You know exactly what I'm talking about yourself as a shooter. You know what I mean. That's something that if you can do that, you and you're a shooter, you're going to be a great scorer.
Facts.
And he has learned to do that. Now, they did go, was it 8-0, right, in the bubble?
In the bubble.
And there was this thought of this Phoenix team might be on their way. Then they add Chris Paul. That is the final, as they talk about, the proverbial final piece of the puzzle.
Yep.
What were you doing there with your fingers?
Seasoning? The dude off of Instagram. The little.
I don't know what that
salting? Is.
It's fine. The salting. Know. There you go. Come on.
That's the salting?
Pat. There you go. Chris Paul is the salt.
Is that final, like, is that the final ingredient?
Yeah.
And that's exactly what he's become for the Suns. We've also mentioned Giannis and the Bucks and how they've run into that wall where they were close. They had, what was it? They were up 2-0. Conference Finals a couple of years ago. Giannis gets hurt. They just can't get it right against the Heat. Like, they're there, but they just couldn't get beyond. Whether it was the Raptors and Kawhi, whether it was the Heat and the Giannis injury, then Giannis gets hurt again, but now Chris Middleton is ready to step up and become that guy. As we said, Giannis would – this is actually – we didn't say this. This is what Jrue Holiday said. Giannis is the soul of the team. Chris Middleton's the heart of the team. A lot of teams have a heart and soul guy. But they've got one guy that's the heart, one guy that's the soul, and I love that comparison. We were just talking about with Jay Will, what would this title, you know, as I mentioned in SportsCenter, it's only Jay Crowder's played in the finals. Like, no one else has any experience really in the finals. So which of these two teams would it mean more to? Which stars would it mean more to? Chris Paul has waited 16 years, who's another guy that never could get over the hump, been through injuries before, actually already going through, he mentioned a wrist injury he's got right now, that the rest has helped him. Or Giannis, who's needed this to establish himself maybe fully as a superstar. What would it mean? Like, who does it mean more to? Obviously, and I know this is – obviously it means a lot to everybody. But not to them, but to how we view them. Who does it mean more
to? It's Chris Paul. This conversation is short for me because it's Chris Paul, because of the time that it's taken him to get here and what he's meant to this Phoenix Sun squad and the way he's elevated. But I want to run it back to something you said as we look at the arc for this Bucks squad, though, Han. The two injuries in the previous two seasons, Raptors go on to win it all. Miami goes on to get to the finals. Oh, man, I'm going to do it anyway. Sometimes I get frustrated with the hypotheticals, but I'm going to do it anyway because I'm curious.
That's what we live in.
Nobody thought the Hawks were going to get here.
To the conference final.
To the conference final.
No.
Don't tell me you did. Like, you're lying.
Nobody
outside of Trae Young and Rafer
Young.
By the way, Mr. Rafer Young tweeted me the other day. I been said that squad was good. But anyway, here we go. Hawks do the Bucks an immense favor by taking care of the Sixers.
Yep.
If that matchup is Sixers-Bucks, Giannis gets injured again, is this the third time we see the same nonsense?
But that's been the crazy thing about these finals. It's the same, this playoffs. It's that the Sixers weren't the Sixers. The Celtics weren't the Celtics. The Lakers got
what
hurt.
What do you mean the Sixers weren't the Sixers? Why the Sixers weren't the Sixers?
Because Ben Simmons was a disaster. He was a mess.
He wasn't. Did he have an injury that I missed?
No, but he did. No, no, he did. He had the neck up injury. He had some issues up here that they got to figure out with him.
That's not like Trae stepping on.
Come on, you're telling me the Sixers, that number one seed Sixers all season, was the same team you saw in the playoffs?
Listen,
that team had problems. You could see it. It started with one of their most important players.
It may have had problems, correct? But that's not like Giannis being out because of a hyperextended knee. That's not like Trae being out because he stepped on an official's foot. Like this. I don't have time for this. No.
Mental injuries don't count?
No, at this point.
He had mental injuries.
And I refuse to allow us to put that entire series on Ben Simmons alone. Like, all of them was wetting the bed down the street.
Well, also, Embiid, if you want to talk injury, Embiid was playing on a torn meniscus.
Now, that part is true. And early in that series,
him, which cost him, he couldn't make a layup. Remember, he went 0 for 12 second half of a key game, couldn't make a layup. That would have been a win. They should have won that series in five. That series should have been over 4-1. It wasn't.
Breathe.
Hey.
Listen, the larger point.
You want to talk hypothetical? This is my
a bad
wheelhouse.
Place to go with
my wheelhouse.
The larger point, though, for me is how close were the Bucks to potentially third time injury snipes them? Even if you give me a healthy Trae, right?
Trae injury is what balanced it. It wasn't
exactly.
I
mean, they were that close, and I think that to me is why I can't entertain this conversation around the asterisk. Although we have a record 9 superstars hurt this year, I can't entertain it because every year something. Listen, health is fleeting. You're that close in terms of your margin of error, one way or the other, an ankle twist the wrong way. You know what I mean?
I will end the asterisk conversation this way.
Okay.
Do we have an asterisk when the Rockets won back-to-back championships?
You better talk to him.
Is there an asterisk there?
No.
Because the greatest player on the planet took 2 years off.
Mm-hmm.
So is there an – honestly, did anybody say, well, Hakeem's not winning that title if Michael Jordan's still playing for the Bulls? Did anyone bring that up that at his Hall of Fame speech, Rudy Tomjanovich, were people saying that about the Rockets?
No.
No.
You're right.
Nobody brings that up. So why is there an asterisk now when there wasn't then, when the greatest player on the planet who had just won three in a row, who might have – think about this – might have won eight straight.
Ooh.
I mean, this is Bill Russell territory.
Because he was quietly –
might have, but he wasn't in the game.
And there was no asterisk because he was quietly doing his thing elsewhere, the greatest player in the game, and everybody else was proceeding. This year, we've had the most front-facing voice of it all suggest that LeBron didn't say asterisk, but by deductive reasoning – he's given birth to this injury conversation, which has allowed us to espouse
Would LeBron have brought that up if they were in the finals?
Hello, talk to me. Y'all better go ahead with this asterisk conversation.
I love LeBron because of obviously how important he is to the game.
100%. And
but we also, like, I know how I'd be if I was him. I'd be just as petty.
Listen.
I'd be just as petty. Like, well, if we don't lose AD, so let's put an asterisk on this
All things considered, I am not naive to act as if this was an uncharted territory for all of us, whether you were playing in the NBA or just living your life. We're doing this on the heels of a pandemic. There's going to be certain things that make us all uncomfortable. And to be quite honest, we got another year of a tight turnaround, so just get ready for more asterisks, which is nonsense.
It's just stupid. Can I ask you this, though? Speaking of asterisks and, like, how fans should feel about certain things. I feel a certain way. So tonight is the Stanley Cup Finals, game four, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the Tampa Bay Lightning could win in a sweep over the Montreal Canadiens to win their second straight Stanley Cup. All right, that could happen tonight. And the Islanders, my favorite team, my favorite hockey team, lost in seven games to the Lightning, lost 1-0 in game seven. Painful, right?
Painful.
Think about that. Am I supposed to feel good? And it's the same thing like the Knicks lost to the Hawks. The Hawks got to the conference final. That's another one of my teams. So with that in mind, do I feel good that, you know what, the Islanders lost to a dominant champion that just won their second title, and you really pushed them as far as you could push them, to the edge. And they, you know, it took everything to overcome you. Should I feel good about that, or should I be frustrated that,
just
man,
right there,
I'm two goals away from basically winning a Stanley Cup for the first time since 1983? I don't know if I'm supposed to be good, or would I rather just have gotten just dominated or I don't know how I'm supposed to feel. Because that feels like I'm closer than I thought I was, and I don't know if I'm ever getting that close again. And then the Knick thing with the Hawks is like, was I supposed to be rooting for the Hawks so I could feel better about, hey, no one saw this, and the Hawks just ran through everybody? But the Hawks losing, now I'm like, am I supposed to like that? Or I don't know how to feel right now.
All right, so
I need some help. Please help me.
All right, so a similar situation. What is the Chris, crazy shot, Villanova national championship game, Chris Jenkins, whatever that was, right?
Right.
So that year, I was at the national championship. I'm pretty sure Georgetown had beaten Villanova, I want to say twice in the regular season. Anyway, Georgetown is my alma mater, really quick, just to catch folks up. And I remember
Monica McNutt is the third most popular basketball player in the history of Georgetown basketball. For everybody to know, it starts with Patrick Ewing, then there's Allen Iverson, Monica McNutt, and then I think it's Dikembe or Alonzo. They might be tied for fourth.
Mark
after
it
you.
Down, 6:45. Han embarrasses me, but it's all good. all right, so that year I'm at the national championship, and I remember thinking, I'm going to root for the Big East, right? And then, of course, they go on to win. Next day in the airport, literally sick to my stomach at, like, Villanova won a national championship, and I'm a Georgetown girl, right? But I will say,
I need help with that.
Saying,
I can't explain it.
I got it. Saying that I feel good because the team we lost to won it all or went further than projected is better than the math of we were this close, so by default, we're better than the – you know what I mean? Like that whole we're as good as or almost there. I think it's okay.
That only makes it more frustrating to think you were that close. And then you watch them just dominate the next team and you're going, oh, wait, they're a walkover. Like – I would think like we could have won. We could have done the same thing. Just two lousy goals, and we could have done that.
Unless you're dealing with a blood rival,
yeah.
I think that the team that beats you doing well helps you, because then it's like, all right, well, I mean, they beat y'all too. They handled their business.
So they ended up being the champ.
Yeah.
888-SAY-ESPN 888-729-3776. How am I supposed to feel about that? And then how am I supposed to feel about the Hawks as well? It's sort of similar to. if you're the Packers, and we're going to get to the Packers in Green Bay. If you're Green Bay, if you're Packers fans, do you feel good that the Bucs ended up winning, right? The Buccaneers go on to win the Super Bowl.
Well, that one's a
little
different.
Or do you go, wait a minute, the Chiefs had no offensive line. We could have won one there.
And
if only Aaron Rodgers was allowed to play fourth down. If only Aaron Rodgers ran that one in. If only Aaron Rodgers, we could have won a Super Bowl. You think that was your Super Bowl? That was the Super Bowl, the NFC Championship, not the actual Super Bowl, because the Chiefs were so compromised at the offensive line that it was noticeable.
That one is tough, though, because, literally it's like two plays.
See, it's not easy being a fan, Monica.
It's not easy being a fan.
Because you have no control. You have to figure out how you're supposed to feel.
I do think, and our very smart producer, Pat, made this point earlier, I do think it has to do a little bit with your team's outlook. Like, are you going to be back, or this the year to
Fair
do
point.
It?
Yeah, if the window was closing...
And so if you're a Packers fan, you're like, oh, my God. Yeah. We don't know what this is going to look like in the fall. So your window,
Nobody knows what that's going to look like. Mm-hmm. And that we'll get to, like I said, in a little while, because I got something to say about that. Keyshawn J. Will Zubin, Alan Hahn, Monica McNutt in for the guys. Presented by Progressive Insurance, cars, homes, boats, motorcycles, RVs, and more at Progressive.com. So how about this? The countdown, 16 days till we get two NFL training camps opening. That is Dallas and Pittsburgh, because they'll play in the Hall of Fame game. 19 days, and then Tampa, because they start on a Thursday, and they'll play the Cowboys, who already have their camp beginning. And then everybody else, 22 days. That's how close we are to the start of training camps. With that in mind, we're going to do a little road to camp, and Pat's going to jump in to help us out here with better, worse, or same as last season. Morning, Pat.
Morning. I appreciate you, Monica, calling me very smart, by the way.
You know our producer. Producers work hard, y'all.
And this isn't necessarily
you can't get
just
being dumb, that's for sure.
This isn't just the record-wise either. This is just, in general, better, worse, or same as last season. So let's start with the Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland Browns, I think, will be same.
Yeah, I'm at same, too. But
again, we're not going with record. We're just going with what they look like. The way they ended the season, I think that's who they are.
Remember, the thing with Cleveland to me is, like, everybody's forgetting how I was like, oh, too much pressure on Baker, and trying to get the ball to Odell and forcing it, and he improved when Odell went out and the whole thing. Yeah. So I think they're, for as talented as they are on both sides of the ball, they're going to have to work through some things again. So I'm with you. Same is not bad. They had a good season.
No, they were, again, it's how they finished.
Right.
That's why I say same. Don't go by record. Don't go by what they look like early in the season. Baker started figuring it out later on mm-hmm. how to manage without looking like a game manager. He's a leader on that team. They love him. Their running game, obviously, is where they're going to make their money. Their defense has gotten better.
Mm-hmm.
I just think they're going to be good. They're just not – they're not going to be great, like number one best team. They're going to be – they're obviously top four in the AFC. Now, I know Swagoo says they have the best roster top to bottom. You can have the best roster. Doesn't mean you have the best team.
Yeah, you got to mix it just right. They were my overrated team out of the AFC last year. Last week. Not in overrated that they're going to be bad again, but I'm just like, they're not coming out of the AFC yet.
Okay. Who's next, Pat?
Division rival, Pittsburgh Steelers. Monica, starting with you on this one. Better, worse, or same?
Stinkers. They're going to be worse.
Yeah.
Not that they were great last year, but they're going to be worse. They got, what are we doing? Quarterback thing is the thing, right? Like, what are we doing there?
You think I'm old. I think I'm more mobile than Ben Roethlisberger at this point.
You know what? This is one of those organizations that even if they're down,
Canadian,
they won't
all
be
of a
down.
Sudden? What's this organization?
Organization. They won't be down for long, but I'm not expecting much out of them. They won't. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-mm. Division's tough. They got a lot of pieces they got to put together on both sides of the ball.
Monica McNutt from Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan.
Organization.
I think worse. Obviously, the quarterback situation is one to monitor. Even though they were great, they were that team that you just didn't believe that record they got off to that start. He almost had to beg his way back as a quarterback.
Ooh,
they were ready
Jeff.
To move on from him. I know Juju comes back. That's a good piece for them.
If he don't stop, you know what? I'm not even going to hate on Juju and his TikTok. Do your thing, boo. Just, you know.
He's enjoying himself. He's enjoying life.
Give me that TikTok production.
But they're also,
on the field. Let's go.
Arguably, division-wise, they're in a very,
very tough division.
If not for the Bengals, they'd be the worst team.
Were they flat-out fool's gold last year?
11-0? I didn't believe any of that. Who's next, Pat?
I was in for a little while.
The Chicago Bears. Better, worse, or same, Alan, starting with you.
Deep sigh.
Yeah, because I am not of the – I know everybody believes Justin Fields should start right away. I don't believe that. I think it's easier to go from the veteran who's sort of to the young quarterback everybody's excited about. I'm going to say better, but not Not right away. I think it's going to take time for them to – they're going to show you promise by the end of the season. I just don't know if they're going to start out that way.
When you want to start Fields, though? Now you got me. When you
well, I looked at their schedule, and it's not an easy start for them.
Yeah.
But I just don't know if throwing him to the Wolves – unless, of course, he is by far the best quarterback in camp. I just don't know if he's going to be ready, and why rush it if you don't have to? It's easier to go to the kid after a couple of starts because you see it and your eyes tell you, all right, we need a little magic. Let's inject some energy and youth into this team. I'd rather buy him some time to get comfortable as the backup, you know, go through the process of preparing for a game without having the pressure of performing early in the season.
I'm torn on that because I kind of feel like baptized by fire is real. And now, granted, we're talking about the NFL.
You're it is Chicago, you know. That's a baptism by inferno.
That too, and the curve is legit. I just, to me, if I'm a teammate, and who's my guy? Red Rocket? We're steady.
Andy Dalton.
There you go. If we're steady, but I'm watching this guy in practice, I know the energy surrounding him, you got to do it for the team. You got to do it for overall morale, camaraderie, the whole bit, to me.
That's why I go with that. And Key always brings this up, how you'll know in training camp, when, like, you know, like Khalil Mack will just, like, kind of go up to a coach and be like, hey, that guy's legit.
Yeah.
Like, once you start, if players are excited about him.
You got to do it.
Then you kind of got to do it,
you
right?
You got to do it.
It's good for the locker room. But if people see, like, now he needs some time, like, he's not quite ready yet, you know, I do think that's a big part. You want to get one more in, Pat?
I'm going better there, too, by the way. Let's go.
I'm going to have to give you this one, and I'm apprehensive about it. The Philadelphia Eagles.
Pat, why'd you set yourself up like that, pumpkin?
Because he knows we only have a
you
minute.
You know better.
Come on, Monica.
Tumbling down.
Oh, no.
Taking worse. Woo. I don't know anything about Sirianni.
All right, so that's enough of this segment. Thanks, Jalen.
We're all rooting for Jalen Hurts, though. We're all rooting for
him. Are you sure? New
30
coach.
30 seconds left here. Sorry.
You know.
Any new topics you guys
you
want to get into?
You got Alabama quarterback. Alabama. What are we doing here? Yeah. The NFC East. Although, I don't know. Yeah, worse.
Hey, watch that division. Don't worry about it.
Again, road to training. We'll do more of this. We got more teams to get to. We'll do that later on in the show. Pat had to get the Eagles out of the way. No doubt about that. So coming up next. So were the Bucks better off with Giannis not on the court? How dare we? We'll discuss.